In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory to God forever.
This time of year, we're reading from Paul's letters to Timothy. Paul was essentially Timothy's spiritual father, calling Timothy my child and my son in several places, even though they weren't actually related. At first, Timothy traveled with Paul, and then when the time was right, Paul appointed Timothy to be bishop of Ephesus. Now, from that relationship, we have two priceless letters that Paul wrote to Timothy. And these are different from most of Paul's letters, in that most of the others are written to churches, to whole communities. And these two letters to Timothy are personal. They represent private advice and counsel to a young leader in a tumultuous setting. And I have to admit, I sometimes wonder if we should be reading other people's private mail, their personal letters. I mean, obviously, we do read them. But as we do, I think we'd be well served to at least remember that we are, in fact, peeking in on someone's personal correspondence. If all scripture is inspired by God, then the part at the beginning that says, to my son Timothy, is also inspired by God. This is a letter to one person. But the beauty of having these personal letters is that we get a glimpse of what spiritual fatherhood, of what loving pastoral care and counsel looked like in the early church. And today's passage that Jacob read for us is super rich in that area. In the segment of the letter we heard today, Paul reminds Timothy of the numerous gifts that Timothy has, the gifts Timothy has within himself. Maybe Timothy was struggling or didn't think he was doing a good job, and Paul just loads on. Remember, you got this and this and this and this and this going for you. Paul mentions Timothy's ordination, his pure heart, his spirit, his faith, his youthful age even, and above all this, his ability to love. So Paul is kind of pumping up his spiritual son a little bit. And then Paul tells him, meditate on these things and give yourself entirely to them. And what I'm inviting you to notice today is that Paul's counsel to Timothy is to meditate first, and put into practice second. Now, why meditate on his own gifts first? Wouldn't Paul want Timothy to put things into practice right away? Well, first of all, meditating doesn't take that long. I mean, Timothy gets delayed 10 minutes. What's the problem? But there's something deeper here, something far deeper to that advice. To take the time to meditate on the good that God has placed inside him can do wonders for that good. Meditating on the gifts you have within is like watering the seeds that God has planted in the soil of your heart before trying to harvest them. Meditating on our inner gifts helps us remember the gifts are there in the first place. We can forget what we're made of, forget that the things that the Spirit of God has instilled in us. And meditating on my inner gifts can bring humility. As I meditate on them, I remember their source, that they come from my Savior and Redeemer. And I remember that I am but a caretaker of these gifts. And that kind of thing can lead to gratitude. When I remember the source of my gifts, I'm all the more likely to be grateful for them. Meditating on my inner gifts can also bring me clarity and sobriety on how to use them. Like suppose person A is prone to helpfulness. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with helpfulness? Well, if it's me, suppose I don't pause my helpful impulses. Suppose I don't make room for clarity. I would have a tendency to just leap into action without discovering how and if a person even wants or needs to be helped. Have you ever had someone trying to help you and they were just too much? Has that ever happened to you, right? Over-helping, helping in ways you didn't want help. It can be very frustrating. Without clarity, I'll end up helping in ways that I think that you should be helped, rather in ways that you actually want to be helped or need to be helped, if at all. And at best, I'm going to irritate you, and more likely, I'm going to make things worse. Well, that kind of pitfall can happen to any gift that I have, or that you have, or that Timothy had back in the first century. So Paul says, before you jump into action, meditate on these things, on these gifts. If I'm feeling helpful and I pause and meditate even briefly and ask, God, what would you like done with this gift? Or if I ask my neighbor, I'd like to help, what would be most helpful to you? If I listen to my neighbor's reply and I truly hear the steering voice of God within me, then my gift has a chance of being truly fruitful. Or think of person B who has maybe forgotten their gifts altogether. If that's me, then meditating on the gifts within me will help me pull out of storage those gifts that I've let grow rusty and crusty and give them a new chance at life. I'm sure all you old-timers in church this morning notice we've arrived at the Sunday of Zacchaeus, that first signpost of our long season through pre-Lent and Lent and Holy Week and Pascha, all the way eventually to Pentecost. And when we think of Zacchaeus and his role as a corrupt tax collector, it's easy to wonder where and when his life went off kilter. I mean, no Jewish kid in the first century grew up thinking, someday I'm going to be a tax collector. That would not have crossed their minds. Someday I want to be a cheat and harass and oppress my own fellow citizens. What kid grows up thinking that way? And yet here Zacchaeus was, and Jesus is giving Zacchaeus a second chance at life and giving those gifts within Zacchaeus, which he probably had at one point in his life, Jesus is giving those gifts their own chance to come back to life. And after the Savior's visit to his home and all the hoopla dies down, Zacchaeus is going to be starting over. And one of the ways his new future has a chance of being fruitful and alive is for Zacchaeus to spend a couple of weeks meditating daily on these long-forgotten gifts within him. So we began by saying this letter to Timothy from his spiritual father, the Apostle Paul, was a personal and private correspondence. And we're kind of snooping in all these years later. And so a question for you is, does Paul's personal advice to Timothy resonate with you? Will it have any profit for your own life? Well, you tell me. Would you find any benefit in meditating a bit each day, for even a week, on the gifts that God has planted inside you? Just taking some time each morning to think about what God has given you. Would you benefit from discovering long-forgotten gifts you haven't touched in a while, but used to animate your spiritual life? Maybe even gifts you haven't touched since childhood. And would it benefit you to find more clarity and more wisdom for using the gifts that you're well aware of, gifts you use daily? Would it be helpful to use those gifts even more skillfully if you were to pause and meditate on them a little bit each day? If your answer to any of these questions is yes, then perhaps Paul's personal advice to Timothy might just benefit you too. Meditate on your gifts and then give yourself to using them. Amen.